Newstalk ZB, it is 27 to 7. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statements, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. That is one word, milfordkiwisaver.nz. I'll say it again, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Or you can call Milford on 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345. Mark Warminger is with Milford Asset Management. And Mark is with us once again. Hello, Mark. Good evening to you, sir. Thank you
good
for your time.
Mark.
It's the end of the month, of course. End of the quarter today. Third quarter today for investors. How do you believe the New Zealand market has performed recently then?
Oh, look, the New Zealand equity market has performed very well indeed, increasing by about 4.3% for the month and about 7% for the last 3 months. And while this is comparable to other world markets, once we look at currency movements, the NZ market's actually performed far better.
All right, that's excellent. And what do you believe is causing the strength in the local market then?
Look, I think there are a number of factors, Larry. I think, firstly, the latest New Zealand earnings season has been consistent with expectations. The majority of companies have reported in line, and over 70% of companies have reported earnings growth, which is positive. But the upside surprise was companies raising their dividend payments, again, similar to the previous reporting season. And also, company outlook comments were generally optimistic, with most companies expecting business conditions to improve further. I think secondly, the economic data, the latest business and consumer sentiment surveys suggest the pace of growth in New Zealand is going to continue to pick up over the next 6 months. And then when we sort of look at underlying economic growth with increased farmer payouts and the Canterbury rebuild, GDP could be probably somewhere around 3.5% for 2014. And lastly, kind of more of a technical factor, but really investors around the world are paying a premium at the moment for equity markets that have lower volatility and higher dividend yields. And really this trade has been reignited lately after the Federal Reserve in the US delayed the start of tapering of their quantitative easing. So we're seeing international flows coming back into the New Zealand equity market. So, you know, all in all, the stars have been well aligned right across the board.
Well, that's up till now, isn't it? What do you expect to happen from here? The price earnings ratio on the market is at the upper end, would suggest some caution if history repeats itself?
Yeah, I think you're right, Larry. I think the market does look at the expensive end of town for the short term at least. The PE ratio, the price earnings ratio, is currently around about 16.5 times versus a previous peak of 17.3 times. But, you know, in saying this, I think any short term weakness will not last very long. Company guidance is cautious at the moment, and the economy will improve further over the next 6 to 12 months. And I think we'll start seeing companies coming out with better than expected earnings. So therefore, the market valuation, while on the face of it looks expensive, could actually end up being cheaper than what we think at the moment. And of course, the other thing to remember is within the market, there are pockets of value. Especially with the more cyclical areas of the market, companies like Steel & Tube, Skellerup, Newplex, these are all companies we're currently holding. You know, they should do quite well in this economic environment, and they're looking quite cheap compared to history with good dividend yields. So, you know, it's a case of remaining nimble, be prepared to sell when companies are expensive and recycle that money into better valued opportunities.
Okay, so you don't think the party is over yet then, Mark?
No, Larry, I certainly don't think the party is over yet. I think that we're still in the middle of the cycle, and, you know, from my point of view, I think we've got a very good 12 to 18 months ahead of us.
Interesting. Mark, good to talk to you. Thank you so much. That
great
is Mark Warminger from Milford Asset Management. For more details, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call them direct during office hours, of course, Milford on 0800 662 345.